As to the recession, it looks like consumers didn't get the memo. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 15th day of August. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. In other news, Starbucks figures something funny is going on with union votes. U.S. stocks continued to post gains, but oil fell today. Experts are saying the auto industry could lose thousands of jobs by going in on electric. Consumers are switching to cheaper items, and we've got a brief list for you. We've got a food recall coming up today. The Wall Street Report? Yeah, we've got that. And did you know it is Well-Being Week? No? Well, we'll share those details with you. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at ntpda.com.
Once again, welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines, and thank you, Hunter Pease, for that introduction. Hey, if you want to follow us on Twitter, we know where you can find us, at IOB_NewsHour. For months, the word has gone out that the U.S. is about to topple into a significant recession. Trouble is, consumers apparently didn't get that memo. CNN is reporting the GDP report released at the end of July showed the economy had contracted for a second quarter in a row. Now that led some to insist the much-feared recession had already arrived. But the recession is already here argument has been severely undermined since that GDP report came out. A series of events in the past several days suggest those recession calls are, at a minimum, premature. How do we know? Well, here's what's happened since that July report. The economy added more than 500,000 jobs in July alone. The unemployment rate dropped to 3.5%, tied to the lowest level since 1969. Inflation, well, that chilled out briefly in July for both consumers and producers. Gas prices have tumbled below $4 a gallon for the first time since March, and consumer sentiment has bounced off record lows. Finally, the stock market notched its longest weekly winning streak since November. Now, of course, none of this means the economy is healthy. It isn't. Inflation remains way too high. And none of this means the economy is out of the woods. It isn't. However, an actual recession would be far more painful than today's environment. A recession would likely involve the loss of not just hundreds of thousands, but millions of jobs. Unable to make their mortgage payments, families would face foreclosures on their homes, and small, medium, and large businesses would go under. None of those things are happening in a significant way, at least not yet. Well, if you don't like the way the union voting is going over at Starbucks, ask that the votes cease to be counted. CNN is reporting that Starbucks is requesting a suspension of mail-in ballots at unionization votes currently going on at its stores across America. The coffee chain is accusing the National Labor Relations Board employees in Kansas and elsewhere of misconduct in handling those mail-in votes. Actions, it said, has skewed results in favor of unionization. Starbucks charges that the NLRB employees allowed some pro-union workers to vote in person, although it had been decided that ballots would be submitted via mail. Some workers missed the deadline to vote by mail but weren't offered the option to vote in person. Starbucks has argued that all of this is encouraging a pro-union result. Meanwhile, the National Labor Relations Board says they have firm policies and procedures in place, but would not comment directly on the Starbucks request. Well, the major benchmarks hit green again today, extending their gains. However, oil fell off by over $4.50 to end the day at $87.85 a barrel. The reason? Doubts about the growth in China. Those numbers from Wall Street are coming your way in just a bit. There is a massive shift coming for the auto industry as the major manufacturers continue to embrace all-electric vehicles. Now, if you were with us a couple of weeks ago, when auto industry expert Ken Chester of Roadworthy Drive, you know that we talked about how many thousands of jobs would be lost by going all in on electric. Well, now Business Insider is reporting that workers who assemble gasoline engines, transmissions, exhaust systems, and the myriad of other parts not needed in electric vehicles will likely bear the brunt of the transition. Moreover, electric motors and batteries are much simpler than traditional powertrains, allowing car makers to maintain the same production output, but with fewer workers. Both Ford and Volkswagen have estimated that electric cars require 30% less labor than conventional vehicles. The consulting firm AlixPartners reckons that 40% less labor goes into EV motors and battery packs than an engine and transmission. The impact of all this will be epic, and it will have the automotive employment industry. Well, it doesn't really yet understand where this is going, but some industry experts warn that the sector will lose jobs, which is exactly what Ken Chester surmised. But he says those jobs will be, for the most part, moved to higher tech jobs and that younger workers will have a leg up by the year 2030 or 2040. Consumers are quickly finding ways to save money, and one of the key areas is buying less expensive products. The Motley Fool reports that 32% of consumers said that they started to buy cheaper products to cope with inflation. And if money's gotten tight in your world, it might pay to follow their lead. Here are the top three things consumers have downsized. Medications. So when you buy a generic version of a given medication, you're not getting a different formula or a weaker product. You're simply getting pills that come in a different box without a brand name or fancy logo on it. Unless your doctor says otherwise, there's no reason to pay a premium for medication when a generic version exists. Consumers are also cutting back on laptops. I mean, do you really need the latest and greatest? When you realize that today's higher-end laptops aren't really designed to last more than a handful of years, and because technology is changing so quickly, is it wise to buy the high-end model or maybe save a little? And then there's clothing. Now, depending on where you work, that could determine how much you spend on clothing. But what about kids? First, toddlers and elementary school-age kids tend to outgrow clothing quickly. So there's no point in investing in higher-end items when your child may only get to wear them for a few months. Then there's the fact that younger kids have a tendency to, well, destroy the items you put on them. It doesn't pay to spend $18 on a nicer-looking shirt when you can buy the $5 version instead. Hey, we're just here and trying to help. We've got a food, or rather a juice, recall for you. Today is reporting that Kraft Heinz is recalling nearly 5,800 cases of Capri Sun Wild Cherry flavored juice drink blend. According to a press release, a diluted cleaning solution was unintentionally introduced into a production line at one of the manufacturer's factories. The discovery was made after several consumers complained about the taste. Kraft Heinz said that only cases and packages of the wild cherry flavored Capri Sun products with the best when used by date of June 25, 2023 are affected. Gosh, a cleaning solution. It was another positive day on Wall Street as the major indexes all closed in the green. The Dow gained 151 points to close at 33,912, while the Nasdaq picked up 80 points to finish the session at 13,128, and the S&P 500 added nearly 17 points to close at 4,297. Nine of the S&P 500's 11 sectors rose, with consumer staples and utilities leading the gains. Energy stocks suffered with the drop in oil prices. Investors put worries aside of the Chinese economy, and investors are now hoping that the Fed will not be as aggressive with their interest rate setting. We'll see. There's always tomorrow. And then there is this. This, by the way, is well-being week. Much you didn't know about that? Nike's employees are out of the office. Almost all of them, in fact. The company's global offices have shut down for Nike's second-ever Well-Being Week, which gives employees the entire week off without having to dip into their paid time off. Also, shutting down are Nike's three manufacturing innovation centers. Now, retail and distribution workers are not being left out. they will get a week's worth of paid days off to use when they want. Nike's first shutdown for a week happened in August of 2021 ahead of phasing in return-to-office plans for some of their workers. We sort of like this idea of a well-being week. You? All right, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.